As we reported earlier, President Biden is floating proposals to pay for his $2 trillion infrastructure package. Our William Brangham brings us this look at why America's infrastructure is in such need of repair.
The president's plan includes funding for many infrastructure priorities, more than $600 billion in transportation infrastructure, more than $100 billion for drinking water projects, and more than $100 billion to expand broadband. Just last month, the American Society of Civil Engineers released its 2021 report card, and it gave America's infrastructure a C-. I'm joined now by Emily Feenstra. She is the ASCE's Managing Director of Government Relations and Infrastructure Initiatives. Emily, great to have you on the NewsHour. I have to imagine on one level, for people, for civil engineers like you, this has got to be an incredibly exciting time when the president proposes a nearly $2 trillion infrastructure bill. But more seriously, this is meant to address some very serious deficiencies in our country. Could you just give us a snapshot of what your report card tells us?
This is an exciting time. I think it's been a long time coming where a lot of these issues, you know, the roads that we travel on and our transit networks and our water systems have flown under the radar. And it's great to see the national attention on this issue. So at the same time, I'm a parent. I would not be happy if my kid brought home a C-. So we have a lot of work to do, and we have 11 categories still in that D range. And those are a lot of our legacy systems.
So what types of things do you think jump to the top of the priority list of, look, if I had to choose, this is the stuff I think we've got to get done?
One thing that we like is really that comprehensive approach. We look at 17 categories of the report card, and it's really a connected system. So in a way, you know, our ports are only as good as the roads and the rail that connect to them. At the same time, if you look at those categories in the Ds, there's a few that stand out. Our lowest grade in the report card were our transit systems. Our communities across the country are just facing a huge maintenance backlog when it comes to transit, and the pandemic certainly didn't help that. Agencies have been facing huge revenue declines, and so they were kind of kicked while they were already down. Wastewater utilities, another area where we're in the Ds, there's a lot of work we could be doing. Inland waterways is another one, definitely under the radar for most Americans, but that's how farmers get their goods to market. And when those barges have to stop on the Mississippi River, it costs goods to increase more, hours of delay, and that's something we really need to prioritize.
I know there's been semantic quibbling going on where the administration says infrastructure can include broadband and water systems and electric charging stations for EV cars. And Republicans say, no, that's not what we traditionally think of as infrastructure. I know the American society tries to be nonpartisan and apolitical in all of this, but do you guys come down on this issue of what is infrastructure and what is not?
I certainly think one roadmap is, again, our infrastructure report card. People are surprised to know that we look at those 17 categories. And one that I would point out that's been in our report card since 1998, we've been doing this since 1998, once every 4 years, is school facilities. So we've looked at schools. They have not gotten a lot of attention. But when you're thinking about where our kids are spending 8 or more hours a day, and you look at the number of kids that are in portable classrooms or HVAC systems aren't updated, there's a lot of common ground. There are new things in the proposal that might go beyond those 17 categories. But again, we appreciate that it includes core programs like surface transportation, but also water, the energy grid, inland waterways, and so many of these things that go out of sight, out of mind.
I hear everything that you're saying about the importance of these projects, but we know that many people look at this and think it's too much money to spend. A $2 trillion infrastructure bill is too high a price. What is your response to that?
I can absolutely understand how sometimes it seems like sticker shock, but what people don't realize is that we're already paying. It's almost like a hidden tax from this gradually declining, deteriorating infrastructure that doesn't work the way that it should. And we've actually quantified that cost. In addition to the poor grade, we know that it costs American households on average $3,300 a year in personal disposable income. That's equivalent
of 60.
Yes. It's a takeout dinner for a family of four each week, and that's significant. And it's things we know intuitively, you know, when the pothole messes with your alignment that you've driven over five or six times on the way to work, when a water main break shuts down a business, when a blackout, as we saw in Texas, you know, wreaks havoc. These things cost money. They add up. They make our economy less productive. And I think what, you know, there actually is strong voter support for these investments. They pass in overwhelming margins at the ballot box, at the local and state level. And what we need is that strong federal partner that we've been missing.
All right. Emily Feenstra of the American Society of Civil Engineers, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks so much.